QR code.
Oh, I know what you're thinking. Chick.
Yeah, that's the one.
Didn't register there for a minute.
You know, we never used to chop the heads off our chickens. My dad and I were always too tender-hearted. We'd always shoot them.
I will forget, when we first got married, Catherine's mother kept chickens, even here in the city. Every once in a while, the first time she brought down a couple of big old hens, you know, we were going to roast. Mm-hmm. Took them out. We were living on the north base down there, one of those old Navy barracks. Had a bunch of fence posts out behind the barracks there, and I borrowed some guy's hatchet. Man, this chicken was giving me a bad time. See, so finally I got him up, got his neck up across his post and put my foot up there, and I swung that darn hatchet, cut the side of the sole of my shoe off. I never will forget that. Man, that's as plain as if it happened yesterday.
Lucky fellow. Jeez, yes. Did you know what you, did you realize right then what you'd done?
Yeah.
You were so mad at the chicken.
Yeah. Oh, I was wrestling that chicken, boy.
Isn't that a job? Boy.
You used to watch my grandmother wring their necks.
Yeah. Just swinging
around. Like that, boy. Just like.
And the chicken goes that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just flops
all over. Flop all over the ground. Blood spewing everywhere.
But not on your grandmother.
No.
Yeah. I don't know. I couldn't stand to watch that chicken looking back up at me there. You finally get the thing all docile down there on the block, and there it is, blink. So we just go out with that little old air rifle and blink, and that would be all there was to it. We wouldn't get the hens excited or anything. They'd go right on away. And well, if something isn't, somebody says, is it far down to the hangar down here? You'd say, no, it's not far, it's just
a short piece. That's what you're looking for, wasn't it?
Is that like a silk cotton?
No, not quite. Well, I'd probably say just a short ways.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's a right smart. How about if something isn't a short ways? What would it be?
It's quite a distance.
No, I don't care if you say a short piece or a little ways or a long ways. I like them all. If something's fairly common, you'd say, oh, that's all right. You can just find that just almost
anywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, in this speech business, particularly since I've been working with I've adopted a policy. I can switch in some mannerisms with whoever I'm talking to. If they come in and say ain't and this sort of thing, I just find myself automatically switching to their sort of thing. Of course, now if I'm just talking normal conversation with a businessman, I'll use entirely a different format. And when I'm writing something, I'll write entirely different than the way I'd talk before.
Styles people have, speaking styles and writing styles.
But particularly in talking, now we'll have people come in from people whose language is fairly coarse. You know, I just find myself, if they start out using a few curse words, I'll find myself going right along with them. See,
it's funny, you find out it doesn't make any difference because you're communicating ideas and not words.
So I don't have completely just one
one
language that I speak.
Mm-hmm. Not many people do. Now, if somebody's just been all by himself for a long time, he'll have only one. Because he won't have a chance to hear any other. But if he's been in communication with a lot of people, he'll have a whole bundle of styles. And for this reason, it's kind of hard to interview because I find I can suggest terms without even realizing them.
Yeah.
So I just sort of wander off and ask a vague question and sit here.